One more game for the Galesburg boys in the regular season takes the Silver Streaks to Limestone for a non-conference game. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tonight at 6:40 on WGIL.
5:15 in Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson with Cameron Lyne. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll talk about a theater performance at Monmouth College coming up in about 25 minutes. But right now, we're pleased to talk with State Senator Chuck Weaver as he has introduced a proposal that could maybe change the thinking, at least, on how the minimum wage is applied here in Illinois. Senator Weaver, are you there?
I am, Will. Thank you so much for reaching out to me today to talk about this. It's an important issue.
Very much it is. We're glad to have you for sure. I know we've talked about this a little bit before as you were preparing to introduce it. In basic terms, the thinking, as I set this up earlier before you came on, is that $15 an hour may be good in a certain large population center in Illinois, but not necessarily for the rest of the state. Is that kind of what you're thinking here?
Well, you know, Chicago already had a $13 minimum wage in place, and they were getting near that number. And so for them to move to $15 was not a big stretch for them. Of course, cost of living in Chicago is totally different than it is downstate. But, you know, my personal belief is I've been around, you know, I've had 52 town hall meetings now over the last 3 years. And the one thing that is very much in agreement is that we have different circumstances downstate, and especially border communities, with regard to what we can afford to pay for minimum wage. And, of course, our cost of living is sometimes as low as 60 to 70% of that of Chicago.
I should probably back up here and just ask you in a general sense, should the states, should the minimum wage, at least in this part of Illinois, be raised at all? Where do you stand on just the idea of raising it?
Well, I think that ship has sailed. And, you know, the governor's now passed a $15 statewide. And my goal is, I don't know, he's very committed to that number of $15. But my goal is to say, you know, we need to... even though, you know, we're not going to roll it back to what a previous minimum wage was, we need to at least make this more reasonable downstate. I have a lot of people that talk about the job loss that's going to come from this. And, you know, one of the most interesting things, people don't realize this, and I read it a number of years ago, and I've double-checked it, somewhere between $11 and $12 an hour is where it makes sense for a manufacturing company to either use robotic welders or other items instead of an employee. And I don't think a business owner wakes up saying, how do I get rid of employees? But when they do have to be competitive, they're going to find ways to do that. And robotics are incredibly competitive now to the price of wages as they're increasing in Illinois.
So that said, this proposal kind of essentially... what divides the state into a number of regions, and then a rate is essentially formed from there?
Yes. So the place where this idea began was, you know, prevailing wage is a number that talks about what the union wage is across the state.
Right.
And, you know, unions negotiate that very aggressively. And prevailing wage in parts of the states are as much as 30% less than they are in Chicago. So we took that same idea and said that, you know, if we're looking at cost of living, we should be scaling back that downstate minimum wage to be more in line with what our cost of living is downstate. So, yes, it breaks it into multiple regions based on what cost of living is in that region. And that was those numbers came out of the bill when it was originally negotiated.
The original minimum wage bill?
Yes, we had tried to negotiate a regional minimum wage, and so that's where this idea came from. Once the governor passed this, what my bill does is says that, you know, the state's still a $15 minimum wage state, but if a municipality or county believes that they are going to do a better job with driving their economy, they can vote to opt into this regional minimum wage. So, you know, if you've got a, you know, Quad Cities, an example, Danville, those are places that are losing jobs across their borders rapidly. Even a community like Galesburg has, you know, competition of for employers on, you know, where am I going to grow my business, or am I going to outsource to where I can find less expensive labor?
Right. I was going to wait to ask you this till we got a little more in the process, but it's kind of weighing on my mind now, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Is this making the minimum? This seems like that this could make the minimum wage system more complicated than it probably should be. Does it make it complicated?
Well, it doesn't simplify it. But let's just say that you took, Knox County and Galesburg, and either one of those said, you know what, we're losing jobs. And what we'd like to do is allow our employers here to pay under $15 in 2025 when that time occurs, and the minimum wage at that time could be $12 or $13 under this regional wage structure. That community would decide it. Now, that's not a complicated decision for that community. So now the next thing is the employer gets to say, you know, do I want to stay at the statewide $15 minimum wage? And if that's what it takes for that person to hire employees, they'll stay at that. If they're able to, for their particular business, be able to be more competitive and grow their business by paying a lower minimum wage, they would be allowed to get in line with the regional wage that had been voted on. So sounds complex. I think in the end, on how it's going to be implemented, it will not be that difficult for a person to sit down and do their math and how they run their business the best way they can.
Theoretically, could a business or a manufacturer who wants to locate in a particular city or municipality come in and say, hey, we're not going to locate here unless you raise this minimum wage to a certain amount?
I think a person could make that request. And then the community's got to decide what's best for the community. And, you know, we hear so many people say downstate needs to split off from Chicago. Well, I think that's good politics for some people, but the policy's not going to happen.
Impractical.
That is just it's not going to happen. But what should happen is Cook County should understand that downstate is a different environment, and they need to allow downstate to have different types of policies that allow us to be competitive, to keep our workforce in place, but also to grow jobs when we have those opportunities.
What are the prospects, since this is, as you've mentioned, something that you tried to negotiate in the original minimum wage bill that passed last year? What are the prospects of this passing and getting signed into law? It doesn't sound like it would be very good if this was something that was worked out of what passed originally.
Well, the original bill was that it was an automatic regional minimum wage. Mm-hmm. In this case, I think the governor, he has to be hearing from business owners. And I know of businesses that have already made decisions with regard to this minimum wage that's coming on what their future looks like in the communities where they are downstate. The governor has to be hearing about that. And this allows him to still be the person that says, look, I support $15 minimum wage, but I believe he should also be able to say, you know, but I'm also smart enough to know that local communities understand their economics better than we can possibly understand them in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And, the best decisions. In fact, I heard Carly Fiorina talk last night. The Creve Coeur Club had her as her annual Washington Day speaker.
Yeah.
And, you know, she did such a good job of explaining that we understand our communities. The closer you get to the grassroots, the better decisions are made. And for us to legislate in Springfield as much as is legislated there, there's definitely overreaches that are not good for downstate local economies.
Well, it's funny you mentioned some of that. I think in the broader sense, we've been talking in the last week or so about some of these, frankly, ridiculous pieces of legislation, like banning gas leaf blowers and things like that. It seems like this is the type of bill that should get more attention than any ridiculous piece of legislation like that ever should.
Yeah, when something's as foolish as that bill was, you know, we had the other one, the lady tried to pass with her. Presented, filed. She backed away from it pretty quickly.
Right.
Regarding
full service gas. Yeah.
Exactly. Those types of bills get people's attention. Facebook lights up. My emails light up. But I call a lot of those things politics, where people run those bills to get people's attention, to get their base ginned up. My bill is just really good policy. And sometimes those things are not as emotional. And as I'm out doing my town halls, I really challenge people. We've got to avoid getting wound around the axle over political issues that are going to die on their own, and we really need to step up our game with regard to serious policy issues. And this is one of those. We will lose jobs over the $15 minimum wage. I don't think there's a business owner out there that would say we're going to grow jobs through that. And there are a lot of people whose jobs are going to be at stake, and we need to be. And I tell you, I have minimum wage people tell me they support this bill. They understand that we've got to be realistic with regard to what our salaries are, our wages are.
Senate Bill 3396 has yet to receive a committee assignment. Is that concerning at all?
I think I'll get at least a subject matter hearing out of it. That's my goal. And with things like this, you have to keep driving them and working on them. But, I have not done press releases on many bills when I file them.
Yeah.
But that's why this one I did a press release on yesterday. We've got to get people talking about it. And I have very positive support for this bill, the business community especially. But, I mentioned this dinner I was at last night, but a number of people walked up and said, boy, I saw, your idea on a regionalized minimum wage. It's tied more to cost of living than just following what Chicago does. And I'm getting great support on it.
All right, State Senator Chuck Weaver, we're out of time, and I think I kept you longer than I said I would. Thank you so much for your time.
And we'll great to be with you.
Great to be with you, and we'll look forward to tracking the progress of this measure. Thanks so much once again.
Great. Thank you. See you later now.